You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Eva Larson, and she is a licensed acupuncturist and also owner-operator of Acupuncture Hive. We are going to learn all about what Eva is doing for the fine folks of San Francisco, California, which is where Acupuncture Hive is based out of. So without any further ado, let's welcome her to the show. Eva Larson, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
You are very welcome. Of course, the pleasure is all mine. Eva, could you tell us a little bit, first of all, about Acupuncture Hive and some of the services that you provide for the folks of San Francisco?
Of course. So Acupuncture Hive is a predominantly community clinic, and community clinic means that there are five tables in one room, so I see multiple people at a time, and that allows me to keep the cost low. I am the owner of a former company called Honeybee Acupuncture that I sold about 7 years ago, and that was all private care.
Right.
And San Francisco is such an expensive place to live.
Yeah.
I really wanted to do something kind of rebellious, and so I didn't come up with this model. This was not created by me, but I followed this model to kind of create something where people, that it can bring the medicine back to the people, as opposed to it becoming this sort of like spa-like, inaccessible, expensive
luxury.
Medicine. Yeah.
Yeah. I completely love that idea, and I think it's great. Now, do you find, do a lot of people who wind up in your, coming through your doors, have they done acupuncture before, or is this like their first introduction to it?
It depends. I see a lot of both. So I think by virtue of living in San Francisco, people are generally more exposed to kind of alternative meds, quote unquote.
Right. Yeah.
So I do see a lot of people who have been to acupuncturists before, or at least like, oh, my best friend goes, my mom goes, stuff like that.
Right.
But I do see a lot of first-timers, too. And unfortunately, it's a lot of people who I'm their last resort, which makes me really sad because acupuncture can be so profound and powerful. And we really have strengths where, you know, we differ from Western med. And I wish that it wasn't that way. So
yeah.
That's part of my campaign, is to bring it to the forefront as opposed to being a last resort.
Well, and I think you bring up an interesting point now. I'd also argue that acupuncture with the Eastern medicine, I think it's one of the better known modalities used.
Mm-hmm.
I think even if people haven't gone, they kind of know of it or know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But for those out there who maybe, I don't know, have seen like it in a movie scene or something like that, but really don't quite know what it is, could you just explain what acupuncture is and what it's actually there to kind of help?
Sure. So I'll tell you first, the main things that I see in my clinic, which I would imagine is probably pretty consistent for most general practitioners, is acute and chronic pain.
Right.
So we're very good at dealing with pain. What else do I see? Depression, anxiety, insomnia, sadly, very, very common. And a lot of gynecological issues and fertility, migraines, those are the main things that I treat. So that gives you kind of an idea of what acupuncture is capable of and is very successful at.
Folks who maybe know of acupuncture and maybe want to go, but they're just quite not sure exactly what the pain threshold is. From what I've been told, there's little to no pain at all because of the type of needle used.
That's true. The needles are very small. Let's say the needles that we're used to, like growing up, are very scary because they're big.
Right.
You can fit 10 acupuncture needles into the inside the tip of a hypodermic needle. That's how tiny they are.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm not going to say there's no pain.
Right.
There is little pain. Some people are more sensitive than others. So a lot of times what I tell people is you might feel a little pinch on insertion. That should go away.
Right.
After that, sometimes you feel nothing. Sometimes I'm looking for a sensation. So I'm looking for maybe a muscle ache or something like that. But I don't know that I'd call that pain. It's more of a sensation.
Now, when you have a new client coming in, Eva, do you go through like a consultation process where you try and kind of grasp what it is that they're having pain with? And then is it like, do you along with them, kind of build out a plan on how you're going to go about treating. For instance, like how many sessions they would need to come in for before they start feeling some kind of relief.
Of course. So let's say someone comes in and they just twisted their ankle that day. I'm going to say, look, this is probably going to be over quickly. Let's plan on 3 treatments and we should have you back to normal. You know, maybe 3 to 6 treatments. Mm-hmm. If someone comes in and they have a shoulder pain that happened when they were 13 and they're now 60, I'm going to say, look, this is going to take some time. This took X number of years to get us here. It's going to take a while for us to unwind this.
Right.
So hopefully today I get you out of pain, but that pain is going to come back. So you do need to commit to a series of treatments if you want acupuncture to work for you. And that's not, you know, marketing gimmick. I want your money.
Right.
This is real. Like, it will help you. We will get you better, but you do need to be more patient. This isn't just popping a pill, getting rid of the pain. This is not some little Band-Aid. Like, I will fix your pain.
And that's a really interesting point that you bring up, Eva. Do you find that some of your clients have been down the road of just kind of being given a prescription and they're so kind of torn down by the conventional Western methods of how we normally treat stuff like chronic pain that they're just looking for some kind of relief and something different than just looking for medication?
Yes. I see both. I see people who are frustrated by acupuncture because they're used to that immediate quick fix. Mm-hmm. And then I also see people who have maybe been on, you know, opioids for 10 years and they're sick of it and it's not working anymore. Their pain is worse and they're ready. They're committed. They'll do anything you ask just to get out of that pain and get off of those meds.
That's fantastic. Now, Eva, we unfortunately do have to end the show in about a minute. But before I let you go, first of all, how did you kind of get involved in acupuncture? And secondly, where can people find Acupuncture Hive online?
I got into acupuncture. I was going to go to nursing school. There are lots of nurses in my family. I love nursing. And I had chronic eczema. So my hands were torn up, itchy, lots of pain.
Right.
I tried everything. I finally saw an acupuncturist and it started working. I was taking herbs. I was doing acupuncture. They recommended some lifestyle changes and it was working and I couldn't believe it. So I did a 180 and I completely changed my mind and decided to go to acupuncture school. And I've never looked back. No.
That is... Well, I think it's a fantastic thing that you're doing because I don't think people are as privy to Eastern medicine as probably we should be, because all I hear is great things about it. I've seriously never heard anybody speak bad of it. I think it's just exactly what you said. I think it's just a matter of educating people. And I would say that of all the Eastern medicine that I've heard of, acupuncture, which is your forte, is probably one of the better well-known ones. So I think you're in a right space there. Now, Eva, for those looking to maybe get in touch with you or find out a little bit more about Acupuncture Hive, do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
I have both. So you can find me at acupuncturehive.com. And I also have a Facebook page, which is /acupuncturehive.
Well, Eva Larson, you have been a very delightful guest. And I really can't thank you enough for delving into acupuncture and all the wonderful things it's doing for people. And for those of you out there who may not be privy to acupuncture, give it a shot. You never know. I mean, there's no harm in it for sure. So Eva Larson.
There's no side effects.
Right, exactly. It's not.
Negative ones.
Right. So if you're going to pop those pills, then you can go in and sit on the table and have a little acupuncture done. Eva Larson, everybody, thank you very much, Eva, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.